On the topic of the United Nations, we actually witnessed a week ago today Malala Yousafzai, the Pakistani teenager who was shot by the Taliban back in October for her advocacy for girls' education. We saw her celebrate her 16th birthday at the United Nations with a very powerful speech.
The terrorists thought that they would change my aims and stop my ambitions. But nothing changed in my life except this. Weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage was born.
An incredibly moving speech from a young girl who's just been such a role model for many.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. I think that's the word that keeps coming to my mind is remarkable. Remarkable that this young woman early on was writing the things that she was writing. Remarkable that she was shot and survived. And remarkable that she's continued her advocacy and taken it to a whole new level. And in fact, you know, if she was shot because of her advocacy for women's education, the opposite has occurred. And this is now an issue that we are addressing even more than we were before. She has really become the center of that movement. It's really remarkable.
Absolutely. And so she's back in the news this week because she received a letter in response to that speech at the United Nations. She received a letter more or less in response to this comment that she made at the United Nations.
Let us pick up our books and our pens. They are our most powerful weapons. One child, one teacher, one book, and one pen can change the world. Education is the only solution.
So she receives a letter from a Taliban commander, actually, expressing regret for the attack on her, but encouraging her to return to Pakistan, said that the attack on her was not in response to her support for girls' education, but because she was critical of the Taliban. And he encourages her to come back to Pakistan and pick up her pen in the name of Islam.
Well, it's very interesting that the letter, he explained in the letter that he was in prison at the time when this was happening and that he wished that he had warned her and that this, again, was not about female education. At the same time, we have seen in the last couple of years the Taliban, who he claims not necessarily to represent in this letter, but the Taliban have been attacking schools. They've been attacking female teachers and students throughout the region where Malala was also attacked. And I believe that at some point she will go back to Pakistan. She has become an activist. She will go back to that area and she'll continue to work and promote for women, for young women, and for education. I don't think she's necessarily going to go back and heed his advice. And there were some moments in the letter where he sounded somewhat threatening, and it was not all apologetic. So a very interesting letter.
It was very rambling, in fact.
It was a strange response,
but it'll be interesting to see kind of what she does in response. She hasn't commented on the letter, as her family has not as well, but interesting, something very interesting in the international news.